Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that astounds. From the planet lexicon, watch out villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Today's featured words are legitimate and elated. It's just another quiet day at the Botsford home. Becky and Bob are having their daily tea party when...
Turn on the TV! Turn on the TV! My show's coming on!
I'm your handsome and charming host, Seymour Orlando Smooth. And it's time to play Who Wants to Win a Shiny New Car? Are you ready?
I know, dear, but when I watch the show, I dream that it's me up there on stage winning that shiny new car.
Before we start our game, let's meet our contestants. First, our challengers, Russell and Susan Bohannon.
We're very happy to be here.
Yes, we're elated.
Great. Now tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I work as a...
Outstanding! That's terrific. Now let's meet our returning champions. They've won an amazing 86 games in a row. They've never missed a single question. They're the smartest contestants we've ever had. Please welcome Harry Kempel and Chip Von Doomer.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, great.
Now tell us, how do you know so much about everything?
We like real smart?
Yeah, real smart.
They don't seem very smart.
Here's how the game works. I'm going to ask our challengers a question. If they get it wrong, our champions will get a chance to answer that same question correctly and win that shiny new car!
Shiny new car!
Now, I promise I have not told any of the contestants the answer to the question. Isn't that right, Harry and Jim?
That's right. You did not tell us the answer?
Right, because if I did that, I'd be breaking the rules, and we all know this show is completely legitimate. That means it follows the rules and gives each contestant a fair chance at winning.
Yeah, this show is the giggin'.
Okay, that's great, fellas. Now it's time for me to ask tonight's question to our challengers. Tell me, there's a famous statue of a lady in New York.
It's the Statue of Liberty!
He's right. We win.
No, you don't, because that's not the question. The question is, how tall is the Statue of Liberty in feet?
Who would know that?
Sorry, we don't know.
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Then we'll have to ask our champions. If they can tell me the answer, they'll win that shiny new car.
The Statue of Liberty is 152 feet tall.
And it's a statue.
Correct! The champions have won again!
How could they possibly have known that?
Because they're super smart!
I don't know, Mom. I'm getting the feeling that this game isn't really legitimate. I think someone could be breaking the rules.
Good work, boys. We fooled everybody again.
I love winning new cars.
I'm also elated. My plan is working perfectly. I give you the answers before the show, you keep winning the game, and we get to keep these shiny new cars for ourselves.
But are we cheating?
Of course we're cheating. If we played by the rules and ran a legitimate game show, you two numbskulls would never win.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, you're right. We're so lucky to have a smart brother like you.
Yes. Yes, you are.
bot Seymour, what happens if someone else gets the question right?
Are you kidding? That'll never happen. The questions I ask are way too hard. Anyone who comes on this show has absolutely no chance of winning.
I just got a letter from the TV station. I'm going to be a contestant on that show. Who wants a shiny new car?
Whoa! Hold the phone! That means you might have a chance to win a shiny new car!
I know! I'm so elated!
Mom, I know you're very happy, but...
What's wrong, Becky? Don't you want me to win a shiny new car?
Of course I do, Mom. But I really think the show isn't legitimate. You won't be getting a fair chance. You might lose.
Oh, Becky, if I lost, I'd be so sad and miserable.
Yes, Bob. Miserable is the opposite of elated.
But don't worry, because I think we can win. Your father's really smart, and I'm going to bring him on the show with me.
I'm going to be on TV.
Dad!
What just happened?
You just fainted after we told you you're going to be on TV.
I'm going to be on TV!
Mom, maybe you should bring me on the show.
Oh, you got that right, Becky. Your father can't take the pressure of show business.
Can't take what?
I'll tell you in a minute, dear, when you're lying down.
Okay.
Becky, you'll come on the show with me, okay?
You got it, Mom. I'm going to beat Seymour at his own game.
The next day at the TV studio.
All right, fellas, the show is about to start. So now I'm going to tell you tonight's answer. The Eiffel Tower is 985 feet tall. That's the answer. Got it?
Got it.
Good. Now come on. It's time to start the show. Is everybody ready to play Who Wants to Win a Shiny New Car? Yeah! Let's meet today's challengers, Mrs. Botsford and her daughter, Becky.
Seymour, can I say how elated I had to be here?
You just did. All right, Becky, are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready, all right.
Great. Now, I'm going to ask you a perfectly legitimate question. If you don't get it right, our returning champions will have a chance to answer it. Here is your question. There's a tower in Paris.
It's the Eiffel Tower. Do I win?
You do if you can tell me how tall the Eiffel Tower is in feet.
Oh, hi.
I don't think that's an answer. You have 1 minute to give me an answer.
Mom, I think I could figure it out if I could just step outside and get some fresh air.
Oh, okay. But be quick.
Wait! You're not going to look up the answer in a book, are you?
No.
Then sure, I'll give you 1 minute. But I don't see what good it's gonna do you.
Yeah, you're probably right. Bob, if we want to find out how tall the Eiffel Tower is, there's only one place we should go. Word up! Here we are in Paris, and here's the Eiffel Tower. Excuse me, sir, but do you know anything about the Eiffel Tower?
I'm so elated that you would ask. The Eiffel Tower was built in 1889 to mark the 100th anniversary of the French Revolution and to open the famous World's Fair.
That's really interesting, but
it was named after its designer, Gustave Eiffel.
Sorry, but I don't have much time. Can you just tell me how tall the Eiffel Tower is in feet?
The Eiffel Tower is 985 feet tall.
Oh, thank you so much! Merci! Come on, Huggy! I know the answer.
Okay, take a wild guess.
985 feet.
900. Uh-oh, that's the correct answer. And, not just yet. Remember, this is a legitimate game. That means our champions must be given a legitimate chance to win. Therefore, I will now ask them a new question. If they get it wrong, the Botsfords will win the... Yes, yes, the shiny new car. Ugh. All right. Harry and Chip, here is your question. What is 1 plus 1? How can you two nincompoops not know this?
Because you didn't tell us the answer before the show.
Yeah, you're our brother. You're supposed to make sure we win.
Seymour, I knew you were cheating.
No, I wasn't.
If you were giving them the answers before the show, that's cheating. And cheating on a game show is against the law. You all belong in jail.
Maybe, but...
It helps if you keep them short, Mom.
Oh, okay. My eyes!
Nice.
Seymour, tell us how we would also get away.
I'm glad you asked. We'll be escaping in style in this all-new luxuriant turbo sedan with fine Corinthian leather and AM/FM radio. Now hop in, let's go!
I know, Bob. They're getting away. We've got to stop them. Word up!
Becky, is it safe to look yet? Becky?
Ha-ha! We're getting away!
In this really fun car! It's got everything we wanted!
Yeah, and look at this! It even flies!
All right! Wait a minute. Cars don't fly!
This one does!
Word, girl. I'm certainly not elated to see you here.
You shouldn't be. What they've won!
You got it, word girl. For breaking the rules, you three cheaters have won a long vacation right here in not-so-luxurious county jail.
Great.
That's right, jail, where you'll spend your days and nights making license plates, eating disgusting food, and sleeping on some of the most uncomfortable beds in the world. Congratulations!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Our work here is done. Now let's go. Word up!
And so, once again, Word Girl and her brave sidekick, Captain Huggy Face, save the day. Now be sure to tune in next time and you'll be elated by another legitimately thrilling adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is stench. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Emily.
A stench is a dangerous gas, like they showed in the clips.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Anyone else? Tommy.
Clearly a stench is a sidekick, like Huggy. Huggy is a stench.
I'm sorry, that too is incorrect. Yes, Phil.
I know the definition of stench.
That's great. What is it?
A stench is a strong and disgusting smell, like rotten eggs, or garbage, or my baby brother's diapers. P.U.
That is correct, Phil. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl huge gantic fan. Perfect to blow away even the worst of stenches. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Psst, listen for the words befuddled and justice.
Looks like another ordinary day in the city. Hey, that wasn't ordinary.
Look, Miss Question.
Who could have done such a thing?
Wait, what just happened?
Are you okay, Dad? You look a little befuddled.
I just lost my beans. All three kinds.
You know what we have to do, Bob. We're...
Hello.
I see you're attracted to the used car lot by our famous monster sign. What kind of car were you looking for?
What kind of car would suit me?
Say, what's going on? You've got me all befuddled.
Will you please give me the keys for that car?
Oh, you want to take it for a test drive?
Stop! She's stealing your car!
I know. With this monster sale, we're practically giving cars away.
Come on, Huggy!
When will you ever catch me, word girl? What's going on?
Why won't you start?
Looks like your crime spree ends here, Ms. Question.
A few days later, at the courtroom, Ms. Question is on trial.
Now, Bob, can you point to the person who stole your ice cream? Thank you. I'm very sorry for your loss. But don't worry. It is my job to bring justice to the citizens of this town. I will do that by showing evidence that proves Ms. Question is guilty of stealing. Now, will the next witness please state your name and occupation?
I'm the used car salesman. I sell pre-owned vehicles at a substantial savings.
Mr. Car Salesman, did Miss Question steal a car off your lot?
Yes, she did.
Go on, Mr. Salesman.
She befuddled me with her questions and then stole the car.
I have no more questions. But perhaps Miss Question would like her turn at questioning the witness?
Can't I question you?
Order in the court. Since Ms. Question is representing herself, she can question District Attorney Botsford.
Why are you trying to put me in jail?
Because you broke the law and you have to be punished. That's called justice.
Did you see me commit these crimes?
No. But Bob said that you stole his ice cream and the used car...
How can you be sure I did anything wrong? Could I have thought Bob was offering me his cone?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Why would he do that?
Do you have doubt?
You've got me a little befuddled.
Why did you even become a lawyer?
I believe in justice. I think I'm not really sure right now. Oh.
I think this case is over. Ms. Question, you are free to go on the grounds that we're all too befuddled to find you guilty of any crime.
Oh, if I can't win a case as easy as this one, maybe I shouldn't be a lawyer. No, I quit.
What's this? Mrs. Botsford giving up her job? Oh, this is a sad day for justice.
Hey there, honey. When do you think you'll be done cleaning so I can make my three-bean salad?
You're being impatient.
I know. I haven't been able to cook in here.
Wow! Still working in the kitchen, eh? Don't you miss fighting for justice in the courtroom?
Oh, I can fight for justice anywhere, honey. Is there something you two wanted?
Bob and I want to try some more of your delicious cookies.
Oh, okay. There's no more cookies. That's very strange, because I know there was one left when I looked an hour ago.
That's okay. I'll eat an apple.
Emergency family meeting!
Why?
Calling a family meeting just for a cookie?
This isn't just about a cookie, Becky. It's about justice. Tim, exactly where were you an hour ago?
Helping you put new shelf paper in the cabinets.
So, TJ, exactly where were you an hour ago today?
I was watching TV.
And what were you doing while watching said television?
Eating a cookie.
Aha! I rest my case.
Okay.
See, Becky, I told you I'd solve the case of the missing cookie. Now, where did I put the marble polish?
I wish Mom would go back to work.
It sure does seem like she misses it.
And I wouldn't mind getting my kitchen back.
Later, at the jewelry store...
Is there something I can help you with?
Would you give me that question mark tiara?
Do you mean to try it on? Because only serious buyers are allowed to...
Can I just have it?
I don't know. I mean, the tiara is priceless, but I'm not sure what to do. I'm so befuddled. Oh, here, just take it. Wait, I'm confused. I didn't say you could steal it. Or did I?
Meanwhile, at the mayor's office...
Word girl, here's my problem. Ms. Question is on a crime spree, and even when we catch her, we can't keep her in jail without District Attorney Botsford. She's the only one who can go to court, present evidence to the judge, and bring Ms. Question to... What's the word?
You must mean justice. It means fairness. As in, District Attorney Botsford's courtroom skills will bring justice to the victims of Miss Question when she puts her in jail for her crimes.
Thank you, Word Girl. You always seem to know the right,
word?
Yes, word. Word is the word.
Well, I think I just might have a plan that will get District Attorney Botsford back to work so we can bring Miss Question to justice.
A short time later at the Botsfords.
Well, I'd rather play checkers, but...
It's decided. Family meeting!
Hi, what's going on?
I'm helping your father and TG decide on a just solution to their disagreement.
It's okay, Mom. I'll play crazy eights.
And I'm happy to play checkers. Really, you can finish painting the house, hon.
No. I want to make sure that justice is served.
Huh. Here we go.
Now, TG, isn't it true that you were the one who ate the last cookie?
Yes. Didn't I already say that I did?
And the last pickle?
Yes, that too.
So it's only fair and just that your father be the one who gets to pick the game.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I was wondering if Mom could take Bob and me to the bank.
Yes! Yeah. Yes.
The bank?
Well, I found a quarter, and I want to deposit it in my savings account. You told me every penny counts.
Oh, that's my little saver. Let's go.
Do you think Mom is ever going to go back to her job?
Oh, I forgot. Court is adjourned. 15-minute recess.
I hope so, son. I hope so.
Wait. Why am I giving you this money again?
You don't know why you're giving me this money? Why are you a bank teller anyway?
I'm not sure. I really wanted to be a veterinarian.
Mom, it looks like Miss Question is trying to rob the bank. You stay here and make sure she doesn't get away.
Where are you going?
Bob wants to see the coin counting machine. Right, Bob?
Oh, dear. I can't handle Miss Question alone.
Can I help you?
Thank goodness. It looks like Miss Question is trying to rob the bank.
We better swing into action, Captain Huggyface. Word up! Give the stolen money back to the bank right now, Miss Question.
Why should I listen to you?
Oh, it looks like we're in big trouble, Captain Huggyface. I know we can easily get out of this, but just follow my lead. Excuse me, Mrs. Botsford?
Yes!
As you can see, we are in some trouble. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind stopping Miss Question for us.
I don't think I can do that, Word Girl. I couldn't beat her in court. I doubt I can stop her from robbing the bank.
Sure you can. Just concentrate.
Did you think we'd meet again so soon?
I didn't give it much thought. I've been relaxing at home.
Yeah, right.
Did you say something, Word Girl?
No, we're just struggling to get free. She's stealing the people of the city's money, and some of that money belongs to the children. Does that sound like justice to you?
Not the children. Hey, Miss Question, let's do this.
Who do you think you are?
I'm Sally Botsford, the city DA, and it's my job to bring you to justice.
Yeah!
Question, do you really think you're cut out for bank robbing?
Why can't I think of an answer?
Would you like to spend some time in jail and rethink this whole villain thing?
Why am I so confused?
Work Girl, you freed yourself!
Yeah, a miracle. You're a hero, Mrs. Botsford.
Oh, no, I was just doing my job.
I'll take over from here.
Right on, Word Girl. We justice fighters have got to stick together.
You look like someone's befuddled you.
Huh?
You know, befuddled. It means to confuse. Mrs. Botsford befuddled you with her questions. And now with Mrs. Botsford back on the job, I think you'll be asking your questions behind bars.
Now, are you sure you don't mind that I'm going back to work? I know how much you all enjoyed having me at home.
This city needs you to fight for truth and justice. We don't mind sharing you.
It's for the common good.
We'll be fine.
We're proud of you, honey.
Oh, I'm a very lucky woman to have such a supportive family. Well, ta-ta!
Yay!
Forgot my briefcase. What were you guys cheering about?
No reason. Just felt like cheering.
Well, off again.
And so the city is safe again, now that District Attorney Sally Botsford is back on the job fighting for justice. I would be befuddled if you didn't tune in next time for another exciting adventure of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word stench. Ready to play the bonus round?
I guess so.
Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for stench. Any guesses, Phil?
TJ is definitely running from a skunk, and skunks are known for their stench. So number three.
That's correct, Phil. You're our bonus round winner. Show him what he's won, Huggy. A year's supply of stench be gone perfume. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Captain Huggy Face, show us what chipper means. That's right! Chipper means to feel really happy and peppy! Congratulations, Huggy! Chipper!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is drum. Because it makes music, and I love music. I listen to blues, rock, jazz, church music, country music, and, well, I guess that's all the music there is.
My favorite word is guffaw. It's funny to say. Guffaw!
That's my favorite word.
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. For more Word Girl adventures and word-filled fun, visit pbskidsgo.org. Word up!